Turning now to the United Kingdom, controversial new legislation on fertility treatment and embryonic research is due to be debated in the British Parliament in the coming months. The Human Fertilisation and Embryology Bill is designed to bring existing legislation into line with some of the advances of science. The Catholic Church in England and Wales have voiced considerable concern over the contents of the bill and have begun a campaign to highlight aspects of it, which includes creating human hybrid embryos for research. Archbishop of Cardiff, Peter Smith, is chairman of the Department of Christian Citizenship and Responsibility for the conference. He explained more about some of the controversial aspects of the bill.
I think we should be very concerned indeed about the contents of this bill for a number of reasons. First of all, it will allow scientists to create embryos that are half human and half animal. Now, that, we think, is a gross interference in human life. It demeans the dignity of the human person, and that should not be allowed under any circumstances. Now, a group of scientists have criticised us for informing our own people here of that, because they say we have no intention of doing that. But the point they've missed is that the bill itself will allow such experimentation. Secondly, we're very concerned about some of the clauses in the bill, which really effectively are going to take away the need for a father. There is nothing in the bill as it stands about abortion, but when it's debated at a certain stage in the House of Commons, members of Parliament will be able to bring in amendments to the bill, which for some will mean trying to make abortion even easier than it is at the moment.